You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there's been an increase in mental health emergencies and a decline in mental health well-being among teenagers since the start of the pandemic. And locally, those numbers bear out as the city has dealt with rising gun violence, COVID-19 deaths, and the opioid crisis. All of this is why the work performed by Uplift Center for Grieving Children is so vital. Darcy Walker Krause, Executive Director, is here. Darcy, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, Cherry.
Can you tell us the problem that Uplift seeks to solve?
Uplift provides free grief groups for kids and families in the city of Philadelphia. And that service right now is so critically important. As you said, we have pandemic deaths happening, 550 people last year dying by homicide, around 1,200 a year dying from the opioid epidemic. Sometimes parents and caregivers think the kids aren't grieving, or they grieve a little and they'll be okay. They're resilient. And kids are resilient. I'm not saying they're not, but that resilience has to be fostered, and they have to be able to have the outlet to process the grief that they've experienced. So what we do is we are providing coping and protective factors to help build children's and families' resilience as they deal with the losses that are happening day to day.
How does the Uplift Center help kids deal with this day-to-day and deal with grief?
So we provide grief groups in the community and schools where we go in and we talk about death, we talk about grief, we talk about what are feelings that you have with grief, both the ones that we acknowledge publicly and the ones maybe that we don't talk about, like guilt, relief, some of the feelings that kids don't normally get to talk about when they're grieving. We talk about, how do you cope? Who do you go to? Is there somebody in your life? What are things that are unhealthy coping mechanisms to avoid? We talk about ways to build that person's memory into your life and to move forward with that. What we're trying to do is just give them the skills that they're going to need as they grow, as they get older, and maybe they encounter other losses or difficulties, and they'll be able to deal with those things and incorporate that with their coping skills and their strategies. We also provide post-crisis support in the city and trainings. For instance, we were at Base Martin with Fairmount Fire. Mm. And when you hear about grief professionals being at school, we're partnered with the school district and the network of neighbors here in the city to help respond to that and provide legacy groups for the friends of the children who die.
Let's talk about the pandemic, because it put some unique challenges as well as some opportunities. Can you talk about what you've seen shift because of this time that we've all experienced?
Well, the largest challenge that we saw, obviously, was that kids couldn't access the adults that they needed to have access to, particularly when the schools were closed. Mm. So oftentimes, maybe there's a counselor or a teacher that they relied upon, and not having that when you're dealing with, whether it's a death loss or an ambiguous loss like schools closing, that's a loss of something that you expect to be normal, and it's not. And so that actually was very difficult for kids. It complicated grief for some children too. They were cut off from other people. It just exacerbates that loneliness that sometimes comes alongside grief. The positives that we've seen, you know, it took a worldwide pandemic mm-hmm. for us to all find out that therapy works really well virtually, and that many of the families and kids that we serve want to continue in virtual groups, even when we're offering things in person. And so it's actually been a silver lining in this very difficult time.
You guys are going to be having somewhat of a celebration, but also a fundraising effort May 5th. Talk about that.
So on May 5th, we are having an uplifting evening gala at V on North Broad Street. It's a night that brings folks together. We talk about the work we do, and it can be heavy, obviously, the work mm-hmm. that we do. But what we really look at is we're looking to show the positive outcome, to show how this is really helping kids and families get to a better place and helping them cope with what is really an experience that we all go through at some point in our life when we lose a loved one. It's showing that there's a brighter side to this, and that we're helping uplift kids at Uplift Center for Grieving Children.
That's amazing. Is there anything else you want to add about what's coming up, or anything you're proud of having accomplished over the course of the pandemic?
You know, I'm really proud of our team and the way that they were able to pivot, taking everything and going from being in person to suddenly virtual and making it work. I mean, having school groups virtually, that is not an easy task. And the other thing I would say is that while they were doing all that, we saw massive increases in gun violence. We saw so many, we were getting calls once a week, I'd say, from another school who had lost a young person. And I think that what I'm really proud of with our team is that we were there to respond, and we are there to respond. And as we look forward, we're actually just taking all this and building into more of a hybrid model so that we can better serve families and kids in the city of Philadelphia and provide the services that they need and be accessible.
Wonderful. And with that, I want to say thank you to you, Darcy Walker Krause.
Thank you, Cherry.
For details on an uplifting evening, which will take place on May 5th, go to upliftphilly.org. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.